2021 RSF World Press Freedom Index, I think, demonstrated that COVID in particular has made journalism in Africa more difficult than ever, more vulnerable than ever. We saw reporters being attacked and arrested, their incomes decreasing, and the media in general being undermined by disinformation and draconian laws. And the coronavirus really compounded the difficulties that journalists already face, in particular in sub-Saharan Africa.
So then you mentioned that there were some big rises in Africa, despite what you're saying, that there were some countries that did very well.
It is encouraging that Africa actually saw the biggest gains in terms of press freedom. So while there were negative trends, and in particular the threat of persecution or prosecution or actual prosecution of journalists, often on trumped up charges that had nothing to do with their jobs, we did see some encouraging notes from Africa. Specifically, Burundi rose by 13 spots to 147th. Out of 180 countries, it's not ideal, but it was progress. Sierra Leone also was up 10 places to 75th, and Mali came in at 99th position, and that's up 9 spots than they were at in 2020. It's important to, I think, note that kind of significant improvement and the reasons for it. For example, in Burundi, journalists with an independent media there were released. There were 4 journalists that had been held. In Sierra Leone, there was the repeal of a law criminalizing press offenses. And in Mali, there was a general fall in the number of abuses overall.
Who are the countries, or what are the countries in Africa that did poorly?
One of the trends I think that we see across the continent is the arrest and detention of journalists. That was also the case in North Africa, where we saw harassment of journalists and the media, especially in 3 countries, Morocco, Algeria, and Libya, being one of the reasons that those countries remained in the red or black zones, as we delineate them. So either being ranked as bad or very bad in terms of, people's access to information and a journalist's ability to do their jobs.
I know you mentioned Tanzania, but did you look also at what's happening, press-government relationship in Uganda, say, for example?
It has to be said that journalism is still very dangerous in Africa, and that's especially true when journalists are covering elections or social unrest. In Uganda, which comes in at 125th spot this year, the re-election of the country's president, who's been in power for the past 35 years, was accompanied by a big surge in abuses against journalists. And that can be said as well of Republic of Congo, which is at 118th position, where we saw journalists arbitrarily held there as an example of one of the abuses. In Nigeria, which is down 5 spots at 120th place, is now considered one of the most dangerous countries in West Africa for journalists. Since 2019, we've seen 3 Nigerian journalists killed with complete impunity while covering street demonstrations. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out that the country that is at the very, very bottom of this year's index, 180th out of 180 countries, is Eritrea. And, there has been no response over the fate of 11 journalists who have been detained for 2 decades.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.